Good morning, souls of the earth. I want to thank God for this opportunity that He has given me to share the word of God with you. First of all, I want to thank the men of God whom God has given you in India to help you to connect to God, to grow spiritually. My son Bello, the powerful evangelist of Anchor of Christ International Ministries. And I love him so much. And it is a privilege and honor for you to have this man, this young man. He transformed many people's lives here. He inspired many people. He's very committed to serve God, and I appreciate every effort he's doing to make sure that he continues to serve Christ by bringing souls to him. And you are really blessed to have him. Men of God, we salute you. We salute your commitment. We salute your love. Continue to feed the flock with the word of God and pray for them. Don't tire when arrows of evil are facing your way. Today, I just want to share with you souls of the earth. I want to share with you the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Prayer is communicating with God. Prayer is communication. The flesh communicating to the spirit in spirit. Remember, the word of God says those who worship in the spirit. But it's the flesh that will be having the spirit, the ruach of God, in Hebrew, the ruach, the breath of God, which will be the spirit of God in us, communicating with the spirit in us. Remember that when Jesus was leaving his disciples, John chapter 14, he says, I will not leave you alone like orphans, but I will send you the Holy Spirit, who will come to you and reveal to you all what I have said. So the Holy Spirit, when he comes to us, he comes to reveal to us the word, the deep secret things of God. When he reveals them to us, that's when we will start to believe, to have faith. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. So for us to be able to pray, prayer is a product of faith. And the faith is a product of the presence of the word of God. And the word of God, for it to be taken seriously and to be understood, is by the revelations we get from the Holy Spirit, which we get when we are born again. We need to be born again, then we receive the Holy Spirit, who revealed to us the word of God, the meaning of the word of God to us, opening it until we have faith. Faith that will make us to pray. Prayer is communicating to God. We need to know the God we are communicating with. We need to see Him with faith eyes. Many people today, they just pray. They pray, they don't see anything. We pray in picture form. We see things. We think in picture form and we pray in picture form. Anything that you pray and you see it in the spirit, you receive it physically. So today I want to take you to the book of Daniel chapter 6. This is the story we know about Daniel. Daniel in the den of lions. The power of prayer. The King Darius, if you read about this story, King Darius was pleased with Daniel. He saw the wisdom. He saw how healthy he was. He saw everything that was in him. And he was also appointed to be one of the leaders that were going to take care of the affairs of the governance. So he was a government official with responsibilities to look after the departments that King Darius had set. And as a foreigner with that high post, the Babylonians, some of them became jealous of him. You know, it always happens, like where you are right now, when they know you're a foreigner in that country, and you are promoted at university, you are given opportunities, surely there's a group of people that will come and demobilize. Take note of this. The absence of jealous is an indication that you are not going anywhere. The absence of jealous in your life is not peace. Jesus says to his disciples, peace I give you, but I don't give you like what the world give you. In the world, peace is the absence of trouble. But in the kingdom of God, peace is given in the presence of challenges. Psalms 23 verse 4. He sets a table for me in the midst. In verse 5, he sets a table for me in the midst of my enemies. So our enemies have to be there for the table to be set. So David, Daniel, because he was going far, God had set a table for him. Enemies were supposed to surround the table. This is what is happening here. And this promotion came because Daniel was a prayerful person. He prayed 3 times in a day. In the morning, he would be praying, connecting to the morning sacrifice. In the afternoon, with the afternoon sacrifice. In the evening, with the evening sacrifice. So all the prayers that were happening in Jerusalem, he will do them. The Bible says in Daniel, he was opening the window and he was facing Jerusalem as he was doing his prayers. And because he prayed, he was promoted. Because he prayed, the table was set for him. Because he prayed, the enemies were surrounding his table. I can feel the presence of God raising somebody, giving somebody a table. They will put a table for you in the midst of those challenges. I'm talking to somebody who is in the midst of crisis. Those crises that you are in, they are good for you. The school fees, that is difficult. The studies that are difficult. The enemies from your family, where you come from, where you are living, in the university. Tables are set for kings. You are going somewhere in Jesus' mighty name. So when they came together, they planned the evil, they planned to kill him, they planned to destroy him. But because of prayer, God had to make a way. God had to protect Daniel in every step they took to destroy him. When they mobilized a plan, how they can make him to be killed, that, hey, King Darius, if there's anyone who will be found praying in any other name besides you, let the person be cast in the den of lions. They knew that anyone who was cast in the den of lions, no one came out. They knew it was death sentence in a place of no return. And King Darius, because he didn't see the trap, he signed the documents. And in the laws of the Persians, anything signed by the king cannot be revoked, it cannot be reversed. So Daniel was supposed to die. Daniel was supposed to be thrown in the den of lions because they found him praying when he heard the decree. The Bible says when he heard the decree, Daniel started to pray. And they found him and they brought him before the king. When they brought him before the king, there was no return. They had even cautioned the king that you cannot protect him, no matter how. The king loved Daniel and tried to protect him. It was difficult because the laws could not be changed. I'm talking to somebody right now. You are in the midst of crisis because of generational cases. Some laws that were set in your family. Some decrees that were declared upon your life that you will not go anywhere. You will not have a marriage. You will not pass. You will not have a degree. You will not go anywhere. You will die early. You die prematurely. There's so many decrees that your enemies have done, they've declared and decreed. And today you are facing a serious challenge. You are in a serious problem. This is something that cannot be resolved by men, by men's understanding. Some challenges we have, they cannot be reversed. These are demons that have been in your families for centuries. But I want to tell you today that there's power in prayer. Daniel prayed. They took him to the king. Let us start from verse 16, chapter 6 of Daniel, verse 16. So the king gave the order and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you have, whom you serve continually, rescue you. Verse 17, a stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring. And with the the rings of his robes so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Take note of that. Let me explain to you here. The king had to do the command. There was no return. Demons in your lives that have been assigned to destroy you, they will have to do their command. To make you fail, they will do their command. To give you period pains, they will. Everything that you know that is evil, there is a spirit that is assigned. There's a Darius that is assigned. But there's something that I want you to take note of here. That King Darius, even when he said, may your God, whom you save continually, rescue. He knew that Daniel was faithful to his God. His prayers was not a one-off prayer. His fastings was not a once-off fasting. Today, Christians are not fasting regularly. They fast when they've got a problem. They pray when they've got a problem. He continuously remained in prayer. He continuously remained in the presence of God. We need to remain in the presence of God. For us to receive the supernatural power of God, the more and the more we remain in prayer, the more and the more we remain in the presence of God, the more and the more we look like Him. The more we become anointed, the more we receive God's supernatural power to break every case, every barrier. He saved God continuously. Powerful. Even the enemy knew. The king knew. And the stone was brought. You know, I used to think the stone was put and there was a seal put so that Daniel would die. No. The king had to put the stone and sealed it with his ring and his robe to make sure that no one will come back and lie to Daniel that want to take you out and kill him. Because he knew. He had faith in the God of Daniel with what he had seen before. The life of Daniel was a testimony to a hidden. Does your life reflect the God of Abraham? Do you reflect the living God wherever you go in the university? Can your friends look at your behavior, look at your lifestyle and see God and appreciate God and come to Christ? The king had seen. He had no knowledge of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He had no clue of any scroll. But Daniel became a written letter. Apostle Paul says, don't you know that you are a written letter? You are a written letter. So he sealed the seal so that no one will come back and take Daniel and kill him. So then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating. Fasting. This God, I love him. And without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. Do you know, I pray tonight, I pray today, that may the power of prayer make your enemies not to be able to sleep. Fear was in King Darius. He did not know what will happen. Maybe he thought the God of Daniel would retaliate and destroy his kingdom. He was scared. The plan was dangerous to his kingship. As a king, it was dangerous. He did not know what will happen. How would God respond? He knew Daniel was not going to die, but was afraid. He went into a fasting mode. I think he was praying, God of Daniel, please forgive me. God of Daniel, please rescue me. I signed this decree not knowing. I didn't want to kill him. Please forgive me. Then the king returned to his palace and he spent there, no entertainment. Verse 19. At the first day of dawn, the king got up and hurried up to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel. Listen, the Bible said he called to Daniel. He knew Daniel was there. Daniel was not dead. In an anguished voice, Daniel, servant of the living God. Who told him that he was a living God? The testimony and the power of prayer of Daniel made people to believe and know that there's a living God. Your prayer that you offer to God must reflect a ceremony to people so that they might know that you serve a living God. Has your God, whom you serve continually, can you hear that? Continually being able to rescue from the lions. Verse 21, Daniel answered, "Oh, King, live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouth of the lions. They have not harmed me, because I was found innocent in the sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, oh King." Verse 23, the king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him. What a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the revelations. Because he had trusted in his God. He trusted in his God. He prayed continuously. It was not seasonal prayer. He remained in communion with God, communicating, hearing God, God hearing him. The more he remained in the presence of God, like Moses, the more he became anointed that even the lions, they could not eat him. The Bible said the angel came down. One angel, many lions, could close many mouths. Power of prayer. When you remain in prayer, you can shut the mouth of the devourer. Demons that have been raised from family altars. Powers of darkness that are signed to destroy you. Those demons which does not want to see you graduating. Those demons which does not want to see you owning businesses, being graduates, owning pharmacies, owning surgeries, being specialists in life. Those demons which want you to die a premature death. Those demons which want you to be sick the time of examination. Those demons which does not want you to get money to pay your school fees. Those demons which wants to see no marriage in your life. When you remain in prayer and the power of prayer, God will send an angel to come and shut the mouth of demons that are following your life. He shuts the mouth of demons. The Bible said no wound was found on him. But listen, this is a den of lions where bones have been thrown in. Where people have been thrown in, devoured, bones scattered everywhere. And Daniel was thrown in. He was supposed to fall on top of bones. He was supposed to have a broken leg. He was supposed to have, it might be something pierced. The Bible said, no wound. What happened? He's a God of miracles. Maybe the angel came and lifted him up and made him to step nicely. Maybe the angel of God cleaned all the bones and put them by the side. And made the lions to sleep outside down. And Daniel fell on top of the lions. He's a miracle working God. Anything can happen. Maybe lions came together and said, "Here comes Daniel, the servant of the Most High God." They slept on their bellies and it was a nice cushion. The king did not sleep. What happened to Daniel? I think Daniel had a very nice sleep. A very nice sleep. Sleeping with the lions on top of the lions. Maybe the whole night he was playing with them like Adam in the Garden of Eden, riding on big lions and playing with them, sleeping with his hands inside the mouth of lions, resting his hands inside the teeth of lions. He was playing with them like dogs, like, you know, his pets. The power of prayer can reverse the irreversible. The power of prayer can bring situations and circumstances. The power of prayer can open doors that have never been opened in your life. Verse 24. And the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den along with their wives. Take note of that. Their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Their bones were crushed before they landed. Can you see this? Touch not the anointed of God. Touch not the anointed of God. I always caution people, don't play with the name of an anointed man. A man of prayer is a dangerous man. A man of prayer is a dangerous man. Don't play with a prayer warrior. Their bodies are surrounded by swords of fire. Don't play with a man of prayer, woman of prayer. They are surrounded by angels of war. They are too hot to handle. Now the case is coming back to them because in Exodus chapter 20, verse 4, the Bible says, you shall not bow to any other god. And he goes on to say that I will visit the iniquities of their parents from the first generation to the second and to the third, the fourth generations of those who hate me. If you worship anything that is not of God, you are an enemy of God. And he says, I'll punish to the fourth generation. Look what happened here. They worshipped King Darius, the Magi God, breaking the commandment, bringing the wrath of the Lord upon their lives, upon their children, upon the whole generation. The whole generation was finished in one day. The parents, the mothers, the fathers, all of them were taken, thrown in the den of lion, back to sender automatically, fall and die by thunder, by fire. A woman of prayer, a man of prayer is dangerous. Their words are like double-edged sword. They pray the word, they release fire. Their prayers are venomous. They are too dangerous, too hard, and too difficult to handle. The power of prayer. Child of God, I declare the decree today in the mighty name of Jesus that any altar of evil that has been functioned against you, as I pray right now, that altar will fall down. It will crumble to ashes. It will burn to ashes. And you can see the grace of God locating you wherever you are. The power of God through prayer, God will transform your life. Child of God, let me tell you this. There's nothing that can move mountains without prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer is a product that comes out of faith. And faith is a product that comes out from the word revealed by the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who comes to you and lives in you after you repent. Check your ways. I'm talking to somebody who's saying, man of God, but you are saying power of prayer, been praying and praying and praying. Many prayers we offer are chantings of fear. Chantings of prayer. Many times the fastings we do are fastings that are a product of fear. We fast because we are afraid to fail. We fast because we are afraid to die. We fast because we are afraid to lose our jobs. We fast because we fast. But fasting must be done not because of fear, but because of zeal, hunger, and thirsty to come closer to God, to release and download the supernatural power of God. Prayer downloads the spiritual blessings and the supernatural power of God. May the Lord release angels tonight to come and rescue from every mouth, from every teeth of every evil animal, every evil lion that the enemy has sent to devour you, that devourer, I send the angels of God to come and deliver you, to come and set you free. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me pray. Father, I thank you for this listener. I thank you, Father, that you are a faithful God. You have given us a instrument to use to fight our enemies, prayer. As we pray in the name of Jesus, you said to your disciples, when you pray, say, our Father who is art in heaven. Father, I pray today for these children. I pray today for this mother. I pray today for this father. Lord, may you raise them from wherever they are. Deliver them from powers of evil. Set them free from sicknesses. Set them free from limitations. Set them free from failure. Set them free from backwardness. Set them free, my Father, from limitations. Lord, I speak grace and merited favor upon their lives for them to do great things, to achieve great things. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, everyone, the salt of the earth, the anchorites, wherever you are, distance from the barrier. Prayer is the master key. The Lord is waiting to hear your prayer. The Lord wants to dispatch angels to come and deliver you. Prayer, prayer, prayer is the master key. But remember, what you need to do is to give your life to Jesus Christ first, and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, who will give you revelations, hunger, and a thirst for the word of God, which will bring forth faith, which will give you the power of prayer. Oh, Father, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.